If you would, turn in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 3. We've been looking at the book of Galatians for many weeks. I'm in no hurry. It is so wrong that preachers take a hurry to get through the Word of God. Because most often, people don't catch what the Word says one time. They don't catch it. It's the way we are. We don't get it. And I'm still learning. We're all learning. And the book of Galatians is dealing with a group of Gentile Christians who had been invaded by what are called the Judaizers. It's the companion volume in many senses to the book of Hebrews. What happened in the book of Hebrews? They went under persecution. They decided to go back to the temple. You can't go back to the temple. We learned this morning in Sunday school that Jesus said man won't worship in temples. They'll worship in spirit and in truth. And you are the temple. So to go back to a physical temple for them and to go under the Mosaic law was being a traitor to Jesus Christ, who redeemed us from the old covenant. Well, in Galatians, Paul would go in and preach and tell in the synagogue and unto the Gentile proselytes the wonderful news of Jesus Christ. And he'd tell them how they were freed from having to become under the Mosaic law. The law was temporary. So many people want to make it permanent. The law was to prepare the people for Jesus Christ to come, and he freed us from it. Nonetheless, after Paul left, some people came in. They were called Judaizers. They were people, Jewish preachers, who had accepted Jesus as Messiah but wanted to get everybody under the old covenant. Because the thinking is, well, if you're going to accept the Jewish Messiah, then you're going to all you Gentiles are going to have to become good Jews. And of course, that means we bring in the Mosaic law. You keep Sabbath, you keep circumcision, you do it. We've had to do it since Moses. You're going to accept the Jewish Messiah, you're going to do it. And Paul said that is an absolute blasphemy. The law was temporary. It kept us as a tutor until Jesus Christ came and Christ freed us. Because everyone who is under the law, Paul is saying, is under a curse. We're going to find out. Yet, how many churches are so legalistic? Boy, Christians love rules a lot of times. The only rule we're under now, we're going to find out, is one rule. That is the law of Christ, which is the law of what? Love. So here, you want to know what theology is now? What would love or Jesus do? The law has been removed. But the Judaizers came in and created absolute chaos in Galatia. Yet, to be honest with you, that is so typical of human nature. So many churches today are run like cults. You know what a church run by a cult is? It's where everybody sits down and lets the preacher tell them what they should think and know about God's Word. That's a cult! If you're in a church where I remember Precious Cheryl telling me when she would question the doctrinal statement of her church, no one... Then they would tell her, oh, don't you dare question. Listen to me, we invite you to question. Any preacher that shuts you down in questioning what the preacher has to say, he's got himself a cult. And that's why God's people have been in so much trouble throughout, because no preachers train their people to think for themselves. We talked about last week in Acts 17 when Paul got to Thessalonica. He had to leave at midnight and he had to go to Berea. And Luke said that the people in Berea were more noble. And what made them more noble? They opened up the Word of God and said, well, hi, Paul, you're welcome to come here and we'll listen to your preaching. But I'll tell you what we're going to do, Paul. We're going to open up the Word of God and find out if you, Paul, know what you're talking about. Another fraud that preachers commit is that you have to sit there and keep your mouth shut while he preaches. I invite you, if you say, hey, you bozo preacher, I don't want a cult. I'll stand before the Lord. If preachers get taken out in America, I want a congregation that is used to saying, well, we didn't need him anyway. We'll open up the Word of God and we'll find out what it says. Who needs him? That's what preachers were to do. Train their people to be students of God's Word and not dependent upon the bozo in the pulpit. That's a cult. When you depend upon the guy in the pulpit and he holds sway to the point where you don't think for yourself. And that means the Bible sheds a lot of light on today's preaching. Why? Because today's preachers are so convoluted and not students of God's Word, and they don't care to preach God's Word. They have a certain theological leaning that they have. How would you recognize if the preacher is actually preaching you what the Word says? Yeah, that's hard to do, isn't it? And then we may have disagreements. That's good. That we could have disagreements. We still love one another, even though we have disagreements. But I'll tell you something. Anything a preacher says, here's what you ought to do to that preacher. Open the Word of God and say, oh, is that what you say? Let's see what the Word says. And if he's wrong, then you need to say, hey. That's the hard thing to do, because it's easier to just let the guy tell you what to think. Well, if you let the guy tell you what to think, that's a cult. I don't want no cult. I want you to think for yourself. We get back into this. The Judaizers came in, told everybody in the congregation after Paul got there, you're under the law. Law, circumcision, Sabbath. And you know what kills me about this? Not one of them questioned what those Judaizers were saying. They just went into a chaos as a church, and Paul had to come back in and write the epistle of Galatians and say, you fools! And actually the word is, you morons. Whatever happened to those preachers? Well, most of the preachers are morons, because they say, don't you dare question me. I want you to be Bereans. Open up the word and say, well, that's what Dave says, but what does it really say in the Scripture? Well, I invite that, because generally that will probably show you that while I'm crazy, it's what the Word says. And it contradicts a lot of popular theology that's out there. We're finding out that if you want to go back to the old covenant with Moses, you're a moron. You know what Calvin taught? That there's a third use of the law, sanctify. Law can't sanctify you. All the law can do is condemn you. You're not under the law. Martin Luther was right. We don't have anything to do with Moses. Who hath bewitched you? You went under the new covenant, received the Spirit. Are you going to be completed now by keeping law, which has been canceled? And if you keep it, you're under a curse. Because you know what the rules are? We're going to find out. The rule is, if you want to be sanctified by the Mosaic law, then do it all of it. Because if you violate one little itsy bit, you're under a curse. That means this. Do you have a sweater on this morning? Do you eat lobster? The sweater better not have cotton and wool together. And you better not eat lobster and shrimp or anything else, because the Jews did not regard the Mosaic law in pieces. It was a whole unit. Some people, well, I'll eat lobster, but I'll keep this. I'll keep Sabbath.
I have a red lobster sweater.
Do you really? I'm going to church discipline you. We found out last week that under the old covenant, what mattered under the old covenant to bring in the Messiah, you'd had to have the genealogy. Show us your papers. Children of Abraham under the old covenant had to prove under their paperwork that they were related to Abraham. Why? Because God wanted to make sure that the promises were fulfilled through Jesus Christ, who had the pedigree. And we went back to Luke and Matthew and we showed you Jesus had the pedigree, but we told you something happened in 70 AD. The pedigree, the genealogy, all the records were gone, destroyed by fire. Now, anybody that tells you that they're the Messiah, here's what you want to do. Oh, really? Well, you got to show me your paperwork. No one can claim. There's a guy down in that claims to be Jesus in Florida. I have a picture of him in my office. What does that remind me of? Never give a sucker an even break is what it reminds me of. None of those precious Christians ever said to that man, show us your paperwork. Because if you're really the Messiah, I want to see you're related from Adam to Abraham through the tribe of Judah, born in Bethlehem. Bada bing! By the way, there have been a lot of people that claim to be Messiah, even among the Jews. You know what they could never show? The paperwork. But God's people, you know, the Bible says, this is so true, God's people perish for lack of what? That doesn't mean book smart in terms of college. It means they don't know the Word of God. Why don't you know the Word of God? Because some preacher said, let me do the thinking for you. That's disgusting. And we're going to be examining, moving slowly through this. And we found out under the new covenant, your physical lineage under the new covenant, which is inaugurated forever. The old covenant was temporary. The new covenant is forever under Jesus Christ. And there's only one priest in the new covenant. That is Jesus. And you are the kingdom of priests with him. And it doesn't depend upon your physical lineage. Wherever you come from, whether you're Jew physically or Gentile, matters not under the new covenant. And by the way, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but the theme verse of Galatians, and I should, but I get going and then I forget. You see, you know, I've never told you the theme verse of Galatians, in my opinion, is 6:15. Or 14 and 15, actually. Here is the theme verse of Galatians. May it never be that I should boast. What do you think he's saying about boast? He means these Judaizers came in and they boasted about their physical lineage and their circumcision and their keeping of the law. And here's what Paul said in the theme verse in 6, 14 and 15. May it never be that I boast in the new covenant except in the cross of Jesus Christ, through whom me the world has been crucified, and I to the world, for neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. Now that doesn't mean that God's law in the Old Testament wasn't good. It was, but it was temporary. And the new creation is another word for you must be born again. You see, under the old covenant, you had to be born physically to the right group. Under the new covenant, physical birth has been thrown out. You are God's child by faith in Jesus the Messiah. And then we went in last week to the DNA and we said, what was the DNA of Abraham? The DNA of Abraham. Do you have the DNA of Abraham? We're in 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. Do you have the DNA of Abraham? Well, are you like your daddy? You got your eye color from your daddy physically, didn't you? Or your mommy? Choose your parents well. The healthiest elder on our whole board is Ralph. He chose his parents well. Who's your daddy? Under the old covenant, your daddy had to be within the 12 tribes. That's gone. Because all that was to do was to prepare people for Jesus the Messiah. He inaugurated the new covenant, and the new covenant depends upon the new birth. Under the new covenant, you can be related to Abraham physically, and guess what? You're not a part of the true people of God. Now you must display the characteristics of your father Abraham, which Abraham always had one characteristic. He displayed what? Begins with an F. Faith. Guess what? Your faith in Jesus as Messiah shows that your father is truly Abraham, and therefore that is the only claim, key, whatever you want, huh, Ron? As part of the new covenant, you don't have to worry about your physical lineage. God doesn't look at that. We are united, Jew and Gentile alike, physically, into one new man, the church. And you know, if Abraham is your father under the new covenant, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Messiah, verse 7, therefore be sure that it is those who are of faith who are the sons of Abraham. Therefore, let me tell you something. Let's work this practically out. You see someone who is physically related to Abraham? Are they a real son of Abraham if they do not believe in Jesus as Messiah? No. That means this. In the new covenant, you're more a son of Abraham than those who keep to the old covenant and walk to synagogue on Sunday or Saturday or Friday or whenever. When I run over there, there's Chabad over there. When I run and they're walking on Saturday to the synagogue and they are physical descendants of Abraham, but guess what? Under the new covenant, canceled. You are the real children of Abraham who have exercised under the new covenant faith in Jesus Christ. So look in the mirror and say to yourself, whoa, I am a spiritual Jew. Because that's what you are. Do you know what Paul said in Romans? Paul said this in Romans. Turn to Romans 2, 28 and 29. Just to shake you up a little bit. Romans 2, 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly. What is an outward Jew? It's someone who would be physically related to Abraham, have the genetics related to Abraham, have Semitic blood in them. That doesn't, you're not a Jew who is one outwardly. Outwardly, I'm a Heinz 57 and no group claims me. Neither is circumcision that which was outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one what? And how do you know you're Jewish? You've exercised the faith of your daddy, who was a Gentile who became, if we can say it that way, Jewish. Abraham, by faith. You're a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the... How do you get circumcised in heart? Paul just told us, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now that's what the Word says. There's a lot of preachers out there that would try to tell you anything different, and that's because they're not students of God's Word, they're students of somebody's theology. I'll be faithful to God's Word, not someone's theology. by the Spirit, not by the letter, and his praise is not from men, but of God. You see, the Old Covenant Jewish people always went around, oh, the good Jewish people has the paperwork and everything. No! Now it's the New Covenant, so guess what? Here, let's take a quiz. Al's from Egypt. He's an Egyptian. Under the Old Covenant, he's out. Because he's not physically related to Abraham and doesn't have the paperwork. Under the New Covenant, is he a true Jew who is really related to Abraham? Yes or no? Because he's exercised the characteristic of his daddy, and what's that? Faith in Jesus as Messiah. And he is chosen. Now that's what the Bible teaches. So when I look at Al today, I say, Al's not in Israel. Al's not walking on Sabbath. Those aren't the real Jews under the New Covenant. Who's the real Jew? That's what the Bible says. Let that change your thinking a little bit. You can only be truly Jewish under the New Covenant if you what? See, that's what the Bible says. That's what Paul says. But for some reason, it doesn't get through. You didn't know it, did you? You always told me I was Egyptian. No! He's a spiritual what? Born again, circumcised in heart. And look what it says in verse 8. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith. Hey! Listen to this. We're going to get into this next week even more. I'm running out of time today. All of this is no surprise, what I've just told you. The Scripture, it says, foresaw that God would justify what? The Gentiles. Guess where it foresaw this? That's why I like Paul. He's a real preacher of God's word and a rebel against all the rabbis that tried to teach the wrong things. Preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham. Do you know where the gospel is? It's in the, we're going to get there next week. It's in Genesis 12 and 15. Abraham, I'm going to bless you and all the nations will be blessed in you. There is the gospel. But today you'd hear a lot of preachers say, oh, that's the promises to Abraham and to the Jews. Oh, no. That's not what Paul tells us. That's not the heart of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is in the promise to Abraham that I will use you to bless the whole world. And the gospel was in the blessing of Abraham. Today, if you'd listen to theologians, that's all about the nation of Israel. No, it's not. It's all about the fact that God would bring salvation through the old covenant chosen people to be broadened out to all of us, because God doesn't say, I only have a few that are my children. God says, I want all to be my children. God's very inclusive. The gospel is in the Abrahamic promises. Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham. All the nations will be blessed in you. So then, those who are of faith, not those who are of the old covenant, are blessed with Abraham. Now we got to get in. We got to unpack this. This is what the Word says. You take these books by preachers, and they got to sell books. So they got to give you something novel. So they teach you about blood moons that have absolutely no scriptural support. Don't even be afraid of these blood moons. It happens every so often. It's an astronomical phenomena that means nothing. It's a shadow of the earth on the moon created by the sun, and it may look red, and it's just a shadow. It's nothing. But it sure sells books, doesn't it? And then everybody, oh, sign of the second coming. Nonsense. And why do God's people fall for it? Because they haven't been students of God's Word. I guess I'd be very rich if I got into that kind of tell you all about how the blood moon means this and that and that and that. You know where that comes from? I told this to my Sunday school class. Do you know where the blood moons come from? Kabbalah Judaism, which is centered in the occult. And you can take it to the bank. I hope I've shocked you this morning. That's where John Hagee got it. And I don't even know if John Hagee got it. And that's where everybody else that talks about a blood moon gets it from. From Jewish Kabbalah. And that is deep occult teaching from Babylonia. And the big god of Babylonia was Saturn. And that's where they picked it up. Big point is, you are a child of Abraham because the scripture foresaw and God called you. You are called and you are Abraham's child if you have exercised faith in Jesus as Messiah.